Blog Talk Radio.
Do we want to get right?
To do nothing, the fact that why? Hey, can you hear me now? Hello? Joseph, you hear me now? Joseph. Can you hear me now? I can't hear you. Hello? I can't hear you, though. I can't hear anything. I cannot hear anything, Joseph. I can hear the music from the show, but I can't hear you. All right, can you hear me now? But I can't hear you. I cannot hear you, Joseph.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. A lot of echo.
Yeah, I'm hearing echo. So I got about everything. I got everything on mute. So I don't know what it is. So
it's echoing real bad.
Yep, it is. Let me see.
Gotta be getting some feedback somewhere.
Yeah. So we are live right now, but Facebook did block me earlier, which was not shocking, but I'll have to argue with them on that. Echo. Let me try back the other way. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, I got you now. Yeah, I can hear you. All right, you got me back? You got me back? Have you got me back, Joseph? Yeah, I can hear you, and I got the live feed on. It's just got a delay to it. What's causing the delay in me talking and me and you hearing me? What's causing the delay? Well, you just gonna I can hear you regular talking, but I mean it's a delay when I try to talk to you. Oh, well, there's bullshit going on every day. I mean, the thing that's getting me is this LeBron James. All of a sudden, he's in the United States, huh? In the United States, he's all against oppression. But now he's going with communist people that, you know, a government that oppresses its own people, to socialism, communism, and, you know, people not having rights. Well, it's not that, Joe. It's not that. He's all behind Black Lives Matter. Black people have rights. Black people live. Black people being oppressed in America. Black people, black. That's all he talks in America. But now he's supporting oppression in China. He's supporting suppression of speech, free speech. He's supporting oppression of everything that is in China. How many people in China earn as much money as he does? But well, America, as I see it, you know, you always see these shows on TV, The Walking Dead, and these zombie shows, The Day of the Dead, and all of this. You know, America has just turned into one massive mental institution. I mean, these people are totally unspooled. They have no agenda whatsoever. Yes, I'm here, Joseph. Well, yeah, the devil. I remember that. I remember the devil. And I also remember Ronald Reagan giving an interview that if socialism, communism ever comes to America, it's going to come disguised under liberalism. But we let this happen. We let it happen. We have nobody to blame but ourselves. Well, we became passive, okay? When Barack Obama got elected, we said, okay, first black president, we're going to give him a chance. We're going to give him a chance. And any criticism that came down the pike from anybody, oh, you're racist. You're racist. That became the word of the decade. Racist, racist, racist. Well, is Russell, where's Russell at? Where's Russell at tonight? Russell, can you hear us? Okay. Okay. Yeah. But I'm telling you people, I'm telling everybody out there, and you better listen to us. You know that's all we can do is tell y'all. But you better listen. If you ain't ready for the complete downfall and martial law and total chaos, well then you're as good as dead right now. What have we all been saying for the past 11 years, Joseph? We said this when Barack Obama started all his bullshit with taking the guns and all of this staged red flag incidents and everything else. Well, you see, the thing is, when President Trump got elected, he should have cleaned house. I don't care if it would have took 2 months handing out pink slips on the front lawn of the White House. He should have got rid of everybody from the top on down, everybody from the senior executives in office that Obama hired down to the goddamn janitors. If they were hired when Obama was president, fire them, get rid of them. When you call an exterminator, when you got a bunch of roaches and rats and stuff in your house, you don't just say that's the good roaches, that's the bad roaches. You get rid of all of them. That's never going to happen. That's never going to happen. That is never going to happen. That is never going to happen. They're going to jump all over posse commentators like you never saw before if he tries that. And if people don't understand what posse commentators means, that means that the government, it's in the Constitution, that means the government cannot use the military against its own people. Oh, you might as well hang it up. You might as well hang up having any type of peaceful, civil election in 2020. You might as well hang that up. You can forget about it. You can forget about it. There is going to be rioting in every major city, San Francisco, New York, Washington. You can look at rioting in every major city. It's going to be major chaos. Well, like I said, that only benefits the immigration service because they're going to go register, and a bunch of them are going to be stupid enough to put their address out, and they're going to go pick them up. They're going to go pick them up. And California is only one state. California don't mean shit anymore. Right in Louisiana, right now, in Louisiana, the Republican Party has taken over two-thirds of the legislature, okay? So now if Democrat John Bel Edwards gets reelected, we have enough votes to overturn any veto that comes down the pike. And if Eddie Rasponi gets elected, he's a Republican, we're good. These rural parishes, we have parishes, y'all have counties. Okay. So are turning red. They're turning red. The used to be Democrats are voting Republican now, and that we've had major wins all over this past election for Republican candidates. And it's happening all across America. It's happening all across America. Well, New Mexico, that's wishful thinking. I'll believe it when I see it. But I've never met this person, Tiger. Is she a midget stripper? But, I mean, it's going to be, I mean, this last Trump rally in Minnesota, I just cannot believe that these people let them get away with that. I mean, I would not have stood there and let somebody take my hat or punch me in the face or something like that. I would be on Facebook right now for a GoFundMe for a lawyer, because I would have seriously hurt somebody. I tell you what, if I ever get within arm's reach of that savage, I will do every day in jail, standing on my head in the corner, stacking buttered BBs after I throat punch her. I don't advocate violence against women, but I can tell you one thing: I will do my best to wring her neck like a chicken. She contradicts everything that she represents as a Muslim. She contradicts everything in the Quran that is printed in there about women being submissive. Women's not supposed to. You know, women, they're not supposed to back talk to men and everything else, and you know, not supposed to wear makeup, and you know, try to overrule over men and everything else in the Quran. That's a no-no. That'll get you beat to death or executed. I mean, anybody out there want to tell me about Islam, I got about 5 seconds. I'll spare 5 seconds out of my life, and you can tell me everything you know about Islam. I've dealt with those savages. I've had them try to kill me. No, I've literally had them try to kill me. I've had them literally try to shove a stick of dynamite up my ass. One of them almost blew my head off. I mean, you know, you're not going to tell me. I know the measure of their resolve. I know their religion of peace is a scam. It's a lie. It's not a religion. It's a cult, and it's a satanic cult. And if I could get one wish and become president of the United States, I would make Mecca glow in the dark in a heartbeat, without a tear in my eye. Well, they're not Muslim. They're not Islam. When you are true radical Islam, when you are true Muslim, you hate America. You hate America because you want to have your cake and eat it too, because you can't do it in their own countries. See, people don't understand. People don't understand, Joseph, that in Saudi Arabia and these other countries, they own nothing. The people own nothing. They own no property. They don't own their houses. They don't own anything. These sheiks and emirs own everything. They're slaves. They're slaves. But then they come here, and they want freedom, but they complain about everything. They complain about everything. Oh, well, you have to submit to the Quran. You have to submit to Allah, the will of Allah, and all of this. Okay, do you go into somebody else's house and say, I think we ought to rearrange the furniture in here? You know, because to suit my needs. You know, when you come into someone else's home, you live under their rules. And if you don't respect my flag, if you don't respect my country, if you don't respect my president, feel free to carry your happy fucking ass back to wherever you want to go to, because we don't need you here. Anybody. You know, you these Antifa punks and these socialists and these Democrats, oh, they want to have their freedom of speech. They want to have their right to investigate. They want to have their right to express their opinion about so-called pre-quo pro and all of this mess and impeachment and all that. Oh, no, but don't let a conservative say a word. Shut them down. They have no opinion. It's all about us now. That's bullshit. You see, that's why I don't believe any reports. I don't believe any reports coming out of this Syrian, Turkish, Kurdish deal right now. Because there's so much fake media on this. I don't buy a damn word they are saying. You know, we need to get out of all of this. We got enough problems here in the United States. We need to stop being the police force for the United Nations. We need to get out of the United Nations. We need to tell the United Nations to get the hell out of our country. We were doing fine without them. We don't need them. We don't need them bums and leeches and crooks. They are the entire problem. They are the entire problem. And that is why, you know, that is why Russell and I disagree. Okay. Until they line up every soldier, sailor, and Marine and Coast Guardman, turn them around and tear those targets off of their back, and we defend our country against direct attack. We cannot be the police force or the military for the entire world. We're tired of it. I'm tired of seeing flag-draped metal coffins come home for people that don't give a damn about us. You know, these unspooled idiots have been fighting each other for thousands of years, and they're going to fight each other for another 1,000 years. So why should we give a damn about them if they don't give a damn about themselves? If Islam is supposed to be the religion of peace, how come Muslims are always fighting Muslims? I mean, that's like That's like America. That's like America. That's like if you split the country in half. Okay, you split America in half, and the East sends in the Army Reserve to fight the National Guard of the West. And both of them are American citizens. It makes no sense. It makes no sense whatsoever. So if they are that unspooled, what in the hell are we doing getting in the middle of all this shit? It makes no goddamn sense whatsoever. It makes no goddamn sense to put fine American men and women in harm's way between two psychopaths. You know, if they want to kill each other, you know, when Saddam invaded Kuwait, okay, wow, did that affect me? Did that turn my lights off? Did that stop me from putting gas in my vehicle? Did that stop me from supporting my family? Did it get it fired me from my job? No. All that done was just the start, the beginning of the end. All that did, and I believe that was pushed by the Bush crime family and the Cheney crime family, was to make Halliburton the number one power in the world. Because that is the only one that profited from it. That is the only one that came out ahead on it. The American servicemen, they lost out. We destabilized the region. We gave Bush the green light to start a war that shouldn't have been started over a pack of lies. No WMDs were found in Iraq. So that was the biggest scam. And what happened? We borrowed money from China, allowed the Bush crime family to run a war off of a credit card. And what did we get for it? Look around what's going on now. Got nothing to do with doing it, Megan. Block Talk is a Block Talk is shit. They're a rinky-dink operation. I mean, What has Lucretia got? What has Lucretia got? Why can I call in? Why can I call into Lucretia's show and have her hear me off the bat? And but we got a delay on this. Uh-huh. Well, you could pick her up on the ass end of BFE, that big mouth she got. Joseph, can you hear me? Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yeah, we still got a delay, though. I'm on Facebook. I can see you on Facebook. I see you. You are Facebook Live. Can you... Can you hear me? Can you see my little thumbs up I'm sending you? Can you see my little thumbs up? I mean, look, Joseph, I'm gonna hang up and I'm gonna try to call back in and see where it goes from then. Okay. Yeah. See if we still got the delay. See if we still got the delay. Yeah, we still got a delay on it. This sucks. This sucks. Hello, Carol. I told you, get your 12-year-old to do that. Oh. Well. Dress up the second hour of the show. Well, there's not much more, really, I can say, you know, to try and convince people that this is very serious. A lot of people are taking this as a joke, and it's not a joke. It's not a joke by a long shot. I mean, your Constitution is at stake. I mean, you know, you're not going to vote this out. You're not going to protest this out. You know, it's going to take direct action of the American people. You know, I hate to agree with Joe Biden, but when he was vice president, he made a statement that most people don't care about their, most Americans don't care about their rights. And from what I'm seeing and what's going on today, I'm thinking that statement is very true. I mean, imagine the government coming up to your house. Imagine the government coming up to your house and saying, okay, this house is not sufficient for you. You have to move out. We're going to move a family in here, which we feel that this house is sufficient for. Okay, you don't need a pickup truck, a four-wheeler, or a boat. We're going to take all of that, and we're going to give you the type of vehicle which we feel sufficient for you. Okay, your church is subversive, so we're going to shut this down. We're going to, oh, you don't need firearms.
Thank you.